This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked? Here we go. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're delighted you're here, and we broadcast 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. If you'd like to call us, 866-582-9933. John is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at GCN. I'm Vincent Fennelli. And with us today, our number one, Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. Gwyneth from Australia. Welcome. Welcome to USA Prepares. You know, Gwyneth, I can't hear you.
It's about 1 a.m. in the morning here because we have been infected with daylight savings. I don't know if the people in your country are familiar with that particular form of torture.
Yeah, it messes us up
twice a year.
Yeah. It happens here as well. Not every state, but just about all the states here are inflicted with daylight savings time. Just when we get used to the clock, we change it.
Yep. And the only reason I can think of is it messes with your body clock twice
sure.
a year.
Mm-hmm.
And it just throws you off. And, yes, it's handy to have that extra hour in the evening to do stuff, especially on a farm. But the thing is, you know, you get such a high rate of notice of sickness. You get low energy levels in that week. It's just like a bout of jet lag.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
And we can choose. We can choose not to fly, but it's really hard to choose to get away from daylight savings time unless we decide that we are going to stop the change in the clock and storm City Hall, if you would, and make that change.
Yeah, but you see, in states where you have a high urban population, like Victoria in Australia, you've got about 3 million people in Melbourne, which is and Geelong, which is the main big metropolitan area, and then you've got 2 million people in the remainder of the state. So it suits city people just fine because they get off at effectively in ordinary time. They get off at like 4 p.m. from their work and they can go and sit by the river and have picnics and all that. But for farming folk, it's just a damn nuisance.
Yeah, I'm just kind of wondering. I was talking with John, our engineer, just before the broadcast started about we're talking about Chicago steakhouses. And where do they get the beef from? Because they don't raise it in Chicago. We raise beef on farms. So the question is, these picnics that these city dwellers are enjoying, where do they get the ingredients for these picnics? I guess they would come from farms, right?
Well, yeah, they do.
Mm-hmm.
Either that or they get... in Australia now, most of the pork production, well, not all of it, because I do have a friend who is a pig farmer, and he turns out an enormous quantity of pork. He has a factory farm. But a lot of our pork is actually imported from China. And they have, do not eat manufactured pork products unless you know the country of origin, because I have personally seen photos on the internet of tables piled high with human thighs in meat markets in China being passed off as pork.
Wait. Say this one more time. What was being passed off?
Human thighs. Because the Chinese people, okay, have been for a long time, there's been an organization or a religious practice, spiritual practice called Falun Gong. And for many years, the Chinese government has been arresting Falun Gong practitioners and locking them up and organ harvesting them. Okay. And, of course, they don't waste the rest of the carcass. They cut it up and eat it, and they sell it in the meat market. This is there are photos on the internet of this, of human body parts being sold as meat in China.
One of our instructors is a an Indian Native American, and he was on this broadcast with us, and he was talking about long pork, L-O-N-G-P-O-R-K. Yeah. And he said that when Columbus, Christopher Columbus, came to this country, he was expected to bring back, you know, foodstuffs, and they couldn't seem to find what they were looking for, so they killed some Indians, American Indians, and pickled them and smoked them and put them in barrels and brought it back as pork, called long pork. Have you heard of that?
Well, I grew up in New Zealand in Rotorua, and up in the people there before the white missionaries came, they were cannibals. They, after they became Christians, of course, the cannibalism stopped. The last recorded case of cannibalism around Rotorua was around about 1890. And it was a very old man, and he lived at a place called Tarawera, which is about 16, 20 kilometres or so from Rotorua. And he ate his granddaughter. And he was a bit crazy, and he was a pariah after that in the whole community. But the Maori people, what I was told when I was a little girl was that human flesh did indeed taste a lot like pork. And that's the reason why Maori people today, they generally have a great, they love their pork. And the Hawaiians, because the New Zealand Maoris are actually descended from the Hawaiians. And if you go to Hawaii, the Hawaiian feast, their pork dishes are absolutely lovely. But in the old days, it wasn't pork. Well, it was sometimes pork, but they were cannibals too. All of the Maori nations across all the South Pacific, they were all cannibals at one time or another, but it was often considered to be an act of war, and it was often an act of survival and desperation. So it's really, really quite awful to think that people could descend to that, but sadly they often have, and I will not eat pork products here in Australia anymore, because there is no country of origin labelling on any foodstuffs actually here. They will write made in Australia from local and imported ingredients, or simply made in Australia, and that can mean that under their food packaging codes, made in Australia means maybe all the ingredients don't come from here, but the majority of the processing happens here.
Gwyneth, many years ago when I lived in Virginia, I went to Sam's Club regularly, and we would buy in bulk. And they had a brand of honey, and I've mentioned this story maybe once or twice in the years that I've been on the air, but they had this brand of honey called Virginia Brand. And I thought, wow, okay, this is local honey here at Sam's Club. And so I bought a couple quarts of this honey and brought it home. And our family liked to have tea, hot tea. And most of our coffee mugs or mugs for warm beverages or hot beverages were either tan or white or clear glass. And when I had the hot tea and then in the mug or the cup, and then I added a teaspoonful of honey, the tea that would be kind of a tan in color or a tannish green if it were green tea or herbal tea turned black, absolutely dark black.
Wow.
Like the color of black coffee. And this,
that's
this
disgusting.
Story, okay, well let me tell you why it's disgusting. So I contacted Virginia Brands and I talked to senior management about it, and they thought I was kidding. And then they decided they would test it themselves, and they found that I was correct. And then they decided that they would pull off the shelves the honey that they had sold under the Virginia Brand label, and they admitted to me what happened. They said that they bought tanks of honey from China. And they traced the problem down within a couple days to the way the honey was transported from the hives to the processing to put it in containers. And what happened was they used buckets. They used galvanized buckets to transport the honey. And the zinc or whatever the chemicals that are used in the galvanizing process for these buckets contaminated the honey and caused this problem.
It was actually an oxide of whatever heavy metal they'd used to treat the zinc, to treat the iron that was in the buckets, the steel.
I can't say for sure, but what I can say is they pulled the honey off the shelves. And here's the point. The point is Virginia Brand or Chicago Tools or Pittsburgh Tools. Well, the Pittsburgh brand is from Harbor Freight and it comes from China. Chicago Tools.
Wow.
China.
Yeah.
Here you go. Class? I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com and use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and she's in Australia right now. I'm in Missouri. Gwyneth, we're talking about some deception, and I don't know if you'd call this deception or illusion or what the correct word would be, but I mentioned Harbor Freight Tools. And Harbor Freight Tools currently has about 700 stores in the United States, and they are primarily a company that imports tools from China. It's the, I call it the Chinese factory tool outlet. And here are some of the names of the products, their lines of tools, and their in-house store brands, okay? U.S. General, that's one of them. Earthquake is another one. That's for their impact wrenches. Then they have Central Pneumatic, which is a takeoff of Chicago Pneumatic. Chicago Pneumatic is an old U.S. company. Then they have Pittsburgh Pro. That's another Chinese tool, but it's called Pittsburgh. And then they have Chicago Electric. That's another Chinese tool. And then they have, for their outdoor electric equipment, it's Portland. Very clever. Very, very clever. I guess the point is that just because there is a U.S. sounding name or a U.S. sounding location, like in Virginia, honey, it may not be. It may not be. So yeah. Beware.
You've
beware.
Got to check the origin part. Of everything. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's another actually, story that I there's another yeah, story no, I want to share with you very, very yeah. quickly. There's a guy, one of our instructors. His name is Mark Baker. Mark Baker was attacked by the Department of Natural Resources, DNR, in the state of Michigan. And he was raising hogs. And they said, well, I can't do that because those hogs that you've got, Mark Baker, are feral. And we can't have that. And so Mark wanted to know, what, how do you tell? And
yeah, you can't.
He was told straight tails, curly tails. And okay, what other kind of tails are there? I don't know. I think that's pretty much the gamut of tails. And so it was just one of the, these government minions coming down. Then there were more of them. And then he ended up in court. And he won his case. He said, no, I'm not going to kill all my animals just because you guys say I have to. So he fought them, and he won. And I met Mark Baker. A bunch of us from USA Prepares drove out to meet him, and it was great. Well, he's been on the air a couple times with us. And so here's natural news. Here's a news story. A Michigan man once faced off against government agents over his refusal to kill feral pigs on his organic farm is now running for sheriff in a bid to end the agricultural tyranny, at least in his county. Mark Baker, co-founder and owner of Baker's Green Acres, located in Marion, Michigan, told Natural News in an interview that the primary reason he's running is to restore constitutional order, beginning with Maswaukee County, in which he resides. So he's sending a message.
Yep.
And it'd be wonderful if he won, because I think a lot of people in the government will be very concerned about his position as sheriff. So he wants to put protect and to serve on the police cars, and I believe he's going to restore the sheriff's office to the way it used to be. And he says his job as sheriff is to protect the people, not to be their jailer.
Yeah.
Great.
Well, you know something? From what I can see, in my whole life, I have only known one area where the police have been other than an extortion racket and gang.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that was around the area of Eildon and Yea in Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Everywhere else that I have ever been in my whole life, the police have been variously extortionists, drug smugglers, child kidnappers, and thugs. And I have,
what?
You know, I had my best friend. Yesterday I was talking to her on the phone, and I was explaining something, which I'll explain in a moment. And she said, I just can't understand why you can't seem to get along with anyone. I said, it's not me.
Because
it's
she's,
not me.
She's genetically defective. That's why.
I think that must be the way it is with a lot of preppers.
We're
willing to bow the knee.
Yeah, that's right.
People want to push us around.
We don't take direction very well. We'll be right back.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day I've got here.
When you go for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and I'm kind of chuckling because I just got off the phone with Mrs. Baker, Mark Baker's wife, and She said that Mark would love to come on the air with us and talk about what happened in the past and how he's running for sheriff. And I recounted a short story with her. Gwyneth, you might get a chuckle out of this. Mark Baker was being attacked by a bunch of government minions. And he was surrounded. His family was surrounded by these thugs. And so a bunch of us went up to Indiana to meet with him. And I shared with him some of our tactics. I shared our tactics. And our tactics are the same tactics that they use. Their tactics are to get overwhelming force, to use overwhelming force against us. So when, and you see it all the time, when you see a police car here in the United States, it's not one. It's multiple police cars, and there's one guy with his hands up, or he's thrown over the hood of a police car, or his own car, and he's handcuffed, and there's a bunch of them, and, you know, one of us, and then a bunch of, maybe a few bystanders watching what happened. Anyway, so what I explained to him is that we need to give them individual credit for all the things that they're doing. And what would that individual credit be? Well, that would be make sure their picture's on the Internet, make sure their name and address is on the Internet, and those kind of things. So Mark Baker used those tactics, and he singled them out and put them on YouTube, and ultimately he won. Ultimately he won. So I just wanted to share that with you.
Oh, that's good. I'll tell you what. What is working, or seems to be working locally around here, is another tactic that they use is to attempt to break us financially by issuing us with, here they're called infringement notices, okay? You would probably call them fines in America. The figures in them seem to be rather arbitrary and often excessive. And around here, I don't know if I've mentioned it on USA Prepares, but the local sergeant here has been issuing and getting his officers to issue huge infringement notices and then excusing them if especially local single mothers and other single women agree to provide him with an evening's entertainment. Okay. Now, one of the reasons why me and the local police don't really get along is because I've politely declined his offer. And but we can issue infringement notices against them as well. And they are called affidavits for damages or affidavits of harm. Okay. It's a bit of a process. The whole process can take 6 months or more, okay? But basically, at the end of it, if they don't pay on the infringement notice, just like if you don't pay on a fine, your credit's destroyed. If they don't pay on a fine, their credit is also destroyed, okay? And this is a way that, you know, they have to have genuinely harmed you, and you have to be—you have to make up an affidavit describing how they have harmed you, and to put a clause in the end of that affidavit claiming damages. Okay, the process has been published on the internet. I intend to provide probably within the next 24 to 48 hours on my Facebook group, which is Aussie Common Law, all one word. Okay, so that's facebook.com/Aussie Common Law. Come and like my page. I'll be posting this method probably within the next 24 to 48 hours. I provided the method to Mike Parsons in an email just recently, and this has worked against the dog ranger. This has worked against the child snatchers, otherwise known as the families department. I don't see any point in calling them the families department. They're child kidnappers, and I threatened to issue them with liens, okay, which is the end result of the process with the affidavit of harm. is you end up filing a lien against them.
Is this a lien against their property?
Yeah.
They can't sell it.
Okay. And not only that, you can sell that lien, it's a security, and you can gain some financial compensation for the harm that you've suffered, and it's outside of the court system. It's exactly the same process that they use, and there's no way that they can ever do away with it, because it's their cash cow too.
I've read story after story about people who have placed liens against politicians' property, and it drives them crazy. Literally,
yeah.
So it's a brilliant strategy. So we need to learn more about it. So I'm at facebook.com/Aussie AUSSIE Common Law. Is that you?
That's right. Yep.
Okay.
And it's called the Common Law Education and Resource Center. But it was something that I set up to help to educate people about the common law. And it's specifically focused on British common law, but a lot of the common law is the same everywhere. There are things that are different, but most of it has not changed. Like, for instance, in America, you no longer have the statute of monopolies. Okay, but instead you have antitrust law, which is the same thing. Okay, so when the US seceded from Britain, they said, okay, British laws no longer apply, and that included the statute of monopolies, but then they went and they said, okay, we're going to put in antitrust legislation and have that as a facet of American common law. And I think that's also in your constitution, isn't it? That it's not allowable for one company to form a monopoly over a particular area of trade. That is absolutely...
Yeah, yes.
I don't know if it's in the constitution, but I know that it's called antitrust in the U.S. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
Yes. By the way, I was looking at the city of Bolivar, as you were mentioning, as I got slightly distracted. You're talking about these outrageous fees and fines. So, in Bolivar, Missouri, failure to register your dog, there's a fine of $12.50, court costs of $26.50, $39 total. Now, if you don't restrain your dog, total cost is $84. If you skateboard, it's $111. Some of these fines are pretty high.
That's ridiculous little things.
Right.
Really?
And if you fail...
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And if you fail to use your seatbelt in your car, it's $10. Obstruction of moving traffic, I have no idea what that is. Maybe you get a flat tire. I don't know what that means. $111. No proof of insurance. $111. Now, what does that mean? Does that mean that you have insurance, but you don't have that insurance document with you? What does failure, no proof of insurance mean? So, defective equipment, that could be, your taillight doesn't work, that's $84. There's a whole list of these things.
Yeah.
It's a page of these fines, and I think they're outrageous.
Yeah, they are.
In terms of...
But the thing is, most of them are stupid little things, okay? Whereas the harm that they're causing us is real... We've got people dying out there, okay? Because they won't give up their goat herds and stuff like that, It really is awful. It's genuine harm that we are suffering, and people need to stop feeling like it's their fault. They need to stop feeling like there's something wrong with them, and they need to stand up for themselves, because these people are bullies, they're thugs, they're extortionists, and the United States government is a corporation. It is not a government, okay, and it's operating contrary to antitrust when it requires registrations, when it requires licenses to do ordinary activities, like, for instance, to get into your car and go down to the supermarket. There's people dying because the police are pulling them over and, you know, pepper spraying them, which sends them into an asthmatic episode, or just shooting them, bashing them, because they didn't have their motor vehicle registration and they needed to go to the grocery store. And they end up dead. This is just not on. And I, you know, even if my car's still off the road from when it was T-boned, okay, partly I'm delaying fixing it because I'm thinking to myself, if I fix this car, I'm going to be tempted to use it. And I'm not sure that I'm at the point now where I would feel safe taking my own motor vehicle on the road. What are they going to do next? I've had these guys trying to pull my door open at peak hour on a highway. Fortunately, my door was locked. But what would they do? Throw me into the oncoming traffic? You know, it's
when you say these guys, when you say
the
these
police.
Guys, are you talking about the, yeah?
The police, yeah. State Highway Patrol.
Mm-hmm.
In Victoria. Victoria Police State Highway Patrol. Unfortunately, I don't know the officer's name. We didn't get that far. You know, but this happened. It's just disgusting. And I was just out and about. I'd just done a trip to the rubbish tip with my ute. Mm-hmm. And I had gotten some stuff from the tip shop from the recycling centre and I was taking it home. And it could have ended very, very badly for me indeed, except that I had my car door locked.
Let's talk about that one.
That little difference may have saved my life.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, I just posted the Common Law Education and Resource Center, page 1, usapreparers.com, page 1, and there's a link right to Gwyneth Isaac's Facebook page. So if you'd like to peruse that, there's a link ready to go. So, Gwyneth, you're finding that the police are a little less friendly. They're taking advantage. And I was talking to one of our sons about what I thought might happen as society devolves. And our son said, "Oh, Dad, no, what's going to happen is the police are going to be in business for themselves."
Yeah.
It's not like they're going to go home. All of them are going to go home. Some of them are going to set up shop, and they're going to be highway robbers.
Yeah.
They're going
to
be home.
That's how it is here now.
Wow.
That's how it is here now. They get a fee for every, infringement notice that they issue. They get a cut. Okay.
Ah, so
and the Victoria Police has an Australian business number, which means that they are a company. And Vic Roads, which is the Roads Board, is a company. And the Victorian Department of Justice is a company. They have ADNs, which is the business number, and they operate on a basis of trade. That's how
some people may
now.
Some people may think you're exaggerating.
No.
I'm here to tell you, class. No, I know you're not. I know you're not. Because when the city of Lebanon, Missouri Corporation declared war on USA Preparers, I called the mayor of the City of Lebanon Corporation, and I said, I would like to meet with you, Mayor, as CEO to CEO. I'm representing, I am the CEO of USA Preparers. You are the CEO of the City of Lebanon Corporation, and I have a problem, and I'd like to work this out. And he said, okay. He didn't say, I don't know what you're talking about, Finelli. We're not a corporation. We're just, you know, a local government here. He did not flinch when I said he's the CEO of his corporation.
Yep.
So you're right.
Yep, that's right. And, you know, it's like this. Under antitrust antitrust area of common law, okay, a corporation cannot behave as government. That means that it cannot raise taxes. It cannot demand that you do what it says by force of arms, by financial force, or otherwise. And you are not compelled to contract with them. And why should we contract with them? They're a bunch of thugs who want to see us destroyed. Why should we want to contract with them?
And that's what Mike Parsons has been telling us for quite a while.
Yeah.
He's saying that when these guys come in black uniforms, blue uniforms, and not so much blue anymore, but black uniforms, that they're combat ready. They are ready for war as they approach your car or your truck or your vehicle. And he tells them he does not want to do commerce with them. He does not want to engage in commerce with them. He does not want to contract with them.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's right. And you know something? I have my son, when he was younger, I've been doing this for a few years now, but when my son was younger, I said, son, go and clean your room. And he turned around and he said, Mum, I do not consent to contract with you. And I said, don't understand. You're a minor. I'm your mum. Your room's messy. You need to go and clean it. Anyway, I think that's about the end of my time, isn't it?
Yeah. Hey, Gwyneth, thank you so much for being with us and sharing your adventures in Australia. The website is available, page one, USA Preparers, Common Law Education and Resource Center. Gwyneth Isaacs, she's a USA Preparers instructor. Gwyneth, thank you so much.
Okay, God bless you. See you later.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.